Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
Welcome back to the Insane Asylum, episode 72. That's right, 72. I'm joined with my marriage partner in crime, Mrs. Dreads, here in the Insane Asylum, a part of episode 72, going to be a movie review, but we're going to do a little something different. We'll get into that here in just a few. How are you, Mrs. Dreads?
I'm good.
Are you? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I know I always ask you that. If you listen back, any of you dreadheads, if you want to listen back, you can go to nightofthelivingdreads.com. Dreads with no A if you are new to the podcast. You can also check us out over there on Spotify, on Stitcher, as well as over there in the Facebook sphere.
Yep.
God, what a horrible fucking melting pot of ignorance Facebook is. But anyway, there are some good things that do come out of Facebook, and that one would be us, Night of the Living Dreads. Over there, we have a page, we have a group, and join the group. That's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. That's where we have all the fucking fun. And don't forget, while you're over there, don't forget to, check out Mr. Don Skirl, who, if you listen back just a few episodes ago, was right here in the Insane Asylum with us. And I don't know, he's been known to cause a lot of problems with the white coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he really outdid himself. So hopefully we can get Mr. Don Skirl, a.k.a. Chiller the Clown. Check out his page. Get your asses over there. Tell him Otis sent you. Chiller Presents Carnival of Souls. Check that out on Facebook there. And there's numerous others. You know, if you go to Night of the Living Dreads over there on Facebook, especially, absolutely, solely on Monday, you can share your group as long as it is horror-related. It's a share-for-share kind of day. You share with us, we'll share with you. Little cross promotion, little friendly type shit that, you know, most groups nowadays do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen that, Mrs. Dredd. So, just putting that out there, you know, because we'll ban your ass, man. We'll straitjacket your fucking ass in a heartbeat if you start spamming.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, all right. Some funny shit has happened here recently. For those who have listened to the podcast since its early inception, going back when there was the one Malice Murphy on the show, he was riding shotgun with me, and he came over, and we were hanging out, man. We were sharing some medicine. I was having a few drinks, and, everything was cool. And I like to, after I get a good little buzz on, I'm feeling good. I'm a horror guy. I'm a Michael Myers guy. So I pull out the, retro 1978, more of the white, old school Michael Myers mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like two houses down, maybe we got to give a little backstory. You want to help me with this one? Because I mean, just a quick little backstory. I heard, I was, you know, going to get you one night mm-hmm. from work. I heard a bunch of like yelling and fucking, I mean, it was getting hostile and it was inside. And then all of a sudden the dude would come outside and he's talking on the phone and blah, blah, blah. And she's still in there fucking screaming and there's fucking kids running around fucking crying, causing shit. Shut your fucking mouth. You know, it's just chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute fucking chaos. So is that you? Because you heard it a couple times, mm-hmm. right? And this is actually very, you know, relevant.
Yeah, when I was taking the dog out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather. In the middle of the phone.
Day. In the middle of the day?
No, it was no, all at night. Evening. Okay. I thought it was the bar across the street, but it wasn't.
No, it was the fucking bar two doors down.
Something.
And so anyway, it was, you know, this guy moves out. I seen it with my own eyes. He just moved one house over, and that was...
He took him somewhere.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Because he was the one that was always riding the bike, right?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I thought it was. So I don't know what the fuck is going on at this point. But anyway, so he leaves. She comes back in. And she's kind of fucking neurotic and a little psycho. I think there's a lot of prescription pills going on there. I do not even know this girl's name. I could probably pass her in a grocery store and not even realize it was that person. That's how much I paid attention.
Right.
I'm out there in the middle of the show. So I see the kids playing around. And one of the little kids, there was probably about three smaller kids, maybe the oldest, about 6, 7-ish. The oldest child that was out there, they were all riding their bikes. The oldest child was, I'm going to say, close to like 10.
Right.
Okay. So I've got a few in me. I got Malice sitting on the front porch here with me. We don't get to hang out a whole lot. We're enjoying the sun going down. It's a nice night. You know, I throw the mask on and I walk out to the middle of the street. And like I was telling you earlier, it was like the fucking OK Corral. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a standoff. Because you had the girl in the middle on the bike, on a bigger bike, obviously. And then you had, like, one smaller, you know, child, girl, boy, whatever, on one side of her and, like, two on the other.
Right.
And they were just all in a line. And I'm standing out there in the middle of the road, you know, in this Michael Myers mask, like a stare down. Well, it got too much for the, you know, 10, 11-year-old. The oldest one drops her fucking bike, runs inside, and, you know, says something. Immediately, her mom comes out. This is the psycho pill head bitch, okay, that we heard fighting. She comes running out. Why are you wearing a mask or something to that effect?
Mm-hmm.
I had the mask on. I couldn't hear very well. And all I remember saying after her first interaction with me, which I thought was, why are you wearing a mask in the middle of the street? And I was like, because I love horror. And, you know, I do a podcast about horror or something. Maybe that's what I said. And then all of a sudden she goes, What did you say? Some to that extent. Thinking that I called her a whore when I was actually saying whore. Maybe I'm not saying it right, but through a mask, maybe it sounded like I said, I do a podcast, whore. Maybe that's what it came out. And I was like, no. And then I pulled the mask off and I was like, man, your kids see me all the time. The fuck's the problem? Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. There was something else I wanted to talk about before we get into these movies, which is going to turn into a guessing game. What was that other fucking...
I don't know. Were you going to finish the story?
And that was
about you sitting on the porch.
That was pretty much the story, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that, but it is kind of funny. me and Malice, maybe I was in the street. Okay, so I can see that not being like private property or whatever. So I come and I sit on the porch, me and Malice, and I put the mask on. Then all of a sudden, I see one of the younger little kids run across this, you know, it's a small road, it dead ends, and we are at the dead right. end. And they run across and sit on the curb right across, you know, this little street, and this little boy looks over, and I turn around and look at him and stare at him with the mask on, sitting on the porch. He yells out, "Mommy, he's got the mask." The mom didn't come back out because, I mean, if she did, she just peeked around and said, "Well, he's sitting on his, you know, his own fucking porch. Okay, don't fucking look at him at that point."
Yeah, I mean, he's sitting across the street from his house.
Right. Almost like looking out, you know. So I thought that was kind of fucking funny because I'm not used to that. I mean, when it's nice outside, you know, from, you know, our old insane asylum, I would sit out front all the time. I'd mow the grass in a full Michael Myers getup. I mean, people, you know, loved it. I mean, trying to scare kids. I mean, right there I was because fuck them. Didn't we have something else we wanted to, talk about? Oh, what was, there was something I did. I think it was something stupid that I did. Come on.
There's been quite a few things here lately, but.
Right. I mean, we're talking today. You would think, you know, Mrs. Dreads, you know, being obviously my wife, would be able to come up with these, like, just, like, on the fly, like, bam, there was this, bam, there was that, bam, there was this, bam, there was that. I mean, but that's not the case right now. Am I really that bad of a guy, then? Hey, we won't go into that, but I thought there was another story that...
you flipping the joint in the toilet?
Oh, yes. So, on my way home from work, I text Mrs. Dreads here, and I say, you know, can you pack a cone when I get ready for this podcast? It would be nice and relaxed, get some coffee. Rolls a great one. Packs a great one. Nice and tight, smoking, beautiful. And I had second thoughts. I really did. On the way to the bathroom with this cone that's, you know, pretty much three quarters of the way, not burnt, not smoked. I think, man, should I just go back and just give this to Jody? She can smoke it while I'm taking this. No, I'm already here. Fuck it. Go in there. I'll be a son of a bitch. I piss. It's in my mouth or it's in my hand. I go to put it in my mouth so I can, like, flush the toilet, wash my hands and shit. Boom, that son of a bitch falls right out of my mouth, right in the toilet. Before I even hit the flush. This is a piss joint. Yeah. And I did that. That was my fuck up of the day. Not good. I'm going to get a little bit of... you stupid, stupid stoner from, you know, real stoners like myself. And that's fine. That's cool. I'm drinking coffee out of a actual fucking soup bowl that has a coffee handle attached to it. So now it just becomes a huge coffee cup. And I'm doing that, and right next to me, I see a coffee mug, actual coffee mug, not a fucking soup bowl, that is just fucking awesome. Don't you think this is funny, Jody? Don't trust hippies with a picture of Charles Manson on it.
That's pretty clever.
I think it's fucking funny. And you know where you can get one of those?
Where?
Probably the same place that you got your serial killer coloring book.
Oh, no. I got my serial killer coloring book. You order through them off of Amazon.
Okay. It's their shit.
Right. No, I'm saying it is theirs, but you order it. Don't mislead them into thinking.
Sure. Well, I mean, you can find all that out if you go to True Crime 7. And of course, you're spelling 7 out, just not the number. You can go to truecrime7.store. You can go to truecrime7.com and get your own Don't Trust Fucking Hippies. I mean, it don't say, you know, the F part. But I do believe, you know, for one, they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. They got 24-hour tech service if you're having, you know, an issue with your order. I mean, they cover their shit.
Mm-hmm.
They cover their shit. They cover, you know, and we've ordered, you know, through them, you know, with them. We bought their products and had no problems. I got the quality coffee mug that I wanted. You got mm-hmm. serial killer coloring book. It's, you know, fat crayons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. So, yeah, check them out. TrueCrime7.store, TrueCrime7.com. Now, let's get into some, we're going to talk about some movies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At least a little bit. Oh, I do remember. I'm glad I remembered this because before we get into the movies, there is something else I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about this series, and it's three seasons in, and I've just now become aware and actually engulfed by this fucking series on Netflix. If you listen to the podcast before, not a lot, you know our stance on this, not a lot of fucking good shit comes out of Netflix,
right?
You know, when it comes to horror, true crime, things like that. So came across this series called Hannibal. First off, why don't you tell us what this is basically about? Well, we'll tell people this, you know,
well,
just not the movies.
The main characters are FBI special agents.
Like behavioral type, you know, agents.
Yeah, that they go around and investigate a lot of the serial killer stuff that's going on, or killings that are going on, not just serial killings. And one of the agents has the ability to pretty much get inside the head of the killer.
It's Will. Yeah, it's almost like, he just, I don't know, he gets out of himself, would you say? I mean, it's done really well. I don't think we should give a whole lot away.
Right.
Let's just know that he has extraordinary type abilities that help FBI profilers, because he's not technically an FBI profiler, but he is a professor with past law enforcement.
He teaches the FBI agents.
Yes. And so he's revered, at least that smart. But they go after these cases. I'm going to tell you what. This is one that, and I don't recommend a lot of shit coming off Facebook.
Netflix.
Well, that too. Netflix, yeah, when it comes to true crime, this is a good watch. If you're not familiar with it, this is a very good watch. Hannibal. Mm-hmm.
Hannibal Lecter is
portrayed in the show. It's crazy all around. But I think that's something that, I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Because it's pretty fucking gory.
Yeah.
You better have a strong stomach.
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely a binge. It's binge watch worthy.
Yes, absolutely binge worthy. Man, I wanted to be the bed. I wanted to be to bed yesterday so much earlier than I was.
Then you start watching it.
Yeah, I started watching that and I just couldn't stop. I don't know. I think it's good though.
Good show.
Yeah. How many skulls would you give this series? Just even so much. How much have you watched of the three seasons so far? I'm a little bit ahead of you.
I haven't even made it through the first season yet.
Okay, so what are you, about halfway, would you say?
I don't know. I don't know how many.
I think there's only about 10 or 11,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, probably about halfway through.
So you're at least about 5-6 mm-hmm. episodes deep into the first season. How many skulls would you give it so far?
I'd probably give it 5 skulls.
5 skulls. I couldn't agree more. I'm a little bit ahead of you. While you were working, I was binge watching this, laying on the fucking couch yesterday. So I'd also give it 5 skulls. This is definitely something for you dreadheads to watch if unfortunately you are still locked in like a fucking prisoner due to this whole coronavirus shit. But still, even if you're not, check it out. Yeah, so, what's that?
And each show holds something new.
It really does. It's not just one serial killer. There's a couple different cases, and then it gets a little deeper. And yeah, this is Lawrence Fishburne. For any Lawrence Fishburne fans, of course, most of you guys know him from The Matrix. Yeah, he's in it.
He's a detective.
Yeah.
No, he plays the FBI agent.
He plays the head of the behavioral department or whatever in the FBI. He's like the head guy.
Yeah.
In that aspect. But yeah, it's a great watch. Mrs. Dredds and myself both give it 5 fucking skulls mm-hmm. on that. Now, we're also going to hand out some more skulls, Mrs. Dredds. And we're gonna do this a little different. This was kind of your idea. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this idea you have? Because we're gonna do something, you know, quite similar, if not, you know, a blueprint of your idea. What was it when it comes to the movies and the movie review?
Thought this week just because it's a kind of a shorter week and we only mm-hmm. have 2 of us here.
Right.
Can take it and make it to where we let you have a glimpse of like a trailer of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
no
speak
video,
on it,
just right, audio. Yeah.
Then speak on it briefly, not give too much out. And then have you guys decide what you think the movie is.
Right. We'll even rate it for you. You're not going to get much in the way of clues. And let's see who guesses what. I know there's going to be some that a lot of people are going to guess right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure there's going to be some that we all come up with. And we're not given the name. We're, you know, just it's going to be movie A, which is going to be, by the way, Mrs. Dredds' pick this week. That'll mm-hmm. be movie A. And movie B will be mine. Now, Dom was going to join us, but he acted up as well. Him and Don, the Dom and the Don,
mm-hmm.
they both act up. They can't keep their fucking shit straight. So, but Dom will be back. I know how much he loves these movie review shows, and he really likes to be involved. So, he'll be back soon. And so, that's why we figured... It's just me and you. Mm-hmm. Let's try something a little fucking different. So, allow me to start off with your clue. This is movie A. And again, you're not going to get, you know, you're going to get a brief plot description.
Mm-hmm.
Very brief. 1 or 2 sentences and that's it. Not even going to give you the fucking year. Me and you went back and forth on that. Should we give them the year? Should we not mm-hmm. give them the year? And you're...
We can say the, like...
The year it came out.
The decade it came out.
We can say the decade? You want to do it that way? Okay, we'll give you the decade. And a lot of this will probably be pretty obvious when you hear some of the clips of the trailers. We're not really playing the entire trailer either. There's just a clip of it. So you won't hear... You know, the name of the fucking movie in it. So are you ready? You ready to give this a whirl?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. This is Jody's pick. Oh, Mrs. Dredd's. Movie A.
What's in the basket?
My brother.
What's in the basket?
Open it, if you dare.
All right, there you go. That's all you get. That's all you get. That's movie A. Now, that's what you get, you know, I guess, audio-wise. I am going to give you again, very brief, you know, synopsis of, is that the right word? Synopsis? See what I did there? What we have here is, in this movie, we have a normal-looking person who seeks vengeance for an unwanted surgery that separated him from his deformed, conjoined twin brother. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's it. Now, do we give him the decades? It's an 80s. Okay. So that's all you got. You got that clip right there that we just played. You have that little brief description of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what decade it came out. All right, let's have a little fun with this. Who's going to be able to come up with the movie? Because we're actually going to rate this simply on, let's just go with some really general type, you know, areas. Because we want to rate this. That's what we do. This is a movie review show. We're going to have to rate this in skulls.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go by gore. We can go by acting, you know, or storyline, plot, you know, just things like that. But we can't give away too much, Mrs. Mm-mm. Dredds. We got to be careful of that. Okay. So, what did you think? This was your pick. Had you seen this film before?
No.
No? You just seen it and figured, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's from this particular decade. I think I may enjoy this. Did mm-hmm. you enjoy it?
I'd give it about a 3.
Really? I mean, total? Yeah. 3 skulls?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you think? What did you think of the special effects in this movie?
You can definitely tell it's from the 80s.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Because we got to be safe. We got to be safe when it comes to not giving this away. So you give it 3 skulls.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I'm going to say I thought it, again, it's definitely an 80s movie.
Right.
You can tell that even outside of that, to me anyway, I'm sitting there watching it and I'm going, am I really seeing what the fuck I'm looking at? is this really, somebody made this into a movie? And not really in a bad way. Anyway, you know, cuz I'm going to go one up and you know, out of a 5 skull rating. Okay. You gave it 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost have to go 4. I honestly will give this, you know, mystery movie A, a 4. So out of 10 skulls maximum, it's got a 7.
Not bad.
Sounds like something the Dreadhead should check out. That's what it sounds like to me. Are you ready for movie B, which was my pick?
Mm-hmm.
Movie B, we're going to say the 2000s. I mean,
yeah, well,
just,
that's correct.
You know, up till, you know, 2010, you know, a decade.
Right.
Okay. So here's your first trailer clue on what this could be. Let's check it out.
You have no idea how much cardio I have to do. It's ridiculous. There's that whole thing of making it look like you're walking. Everybody else is running their asses off.
Everybody thinks we just wake up one morning and start obsessing about a girl and start stalking her, killing everybody that gets in the way.
That does seem to happen a lot with you guys.
That boy, he's going to be the best yet.
There are 11 exits from the first floor. Another 8 or 9 that might be manageable from the second floor. All the obvious weapons, I sabotage.
Why are you doing this?
We're not gonna have this conversation.
Oh, why? What, you know?
Get in the van. Yes.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
So how will this...
All right. That's all you get on that one. I right click instead of left click. That's why it went a little further than I wanted it to. But, okay, that's your trailer clue. Now, here's your other clue. This film, it takes place in a small town in Maryland, which intrigued me because I'm a Maryland native. It's where I was born. It's where I was raised. And it follows a journalist and her film crew that is documenting an aspiring serial killer who models himself according to slasher film conventions. Okay. Again, between the years of, you know, including, you know, 2000 up to 2010. That there's your 10-year, there's your decade. Mm-hmm. There's your audio, I guess you could say, your trailer clue, and this clue. You think people like this one, Mrs. Dreads?
I think so.
I want to buy this movie. I could watch this quite a bit. It reminds me of another movie. It reminds me of another movie that I could put in at any time. Even though I've seen it a million times, could still put it in and enjoy it like it was the first fucking time.
Right.
This is one of those movies I've come to realize, because it's always like a go-to. Oh, man, it's nothing I really want to watch on Shudder, which nobody knows about Shudder. Check them out.
Right.
And I always go to this particular movie. Okay. I'm just going to say right now, in my opinion, given the amount of gore, it is very gory.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite violent.
Yeah.
I believe the story and, you know, the whole plot and whatnot was really well done. I give this 5 skulls, and if I could give it more, I would. That's how much I really like this fucking movie.
Right. I give this one 5 skulls.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to. This is, and I hope you guys figure this out before too long and be able to check it out. Because this, I wish I could just talk, you know, without having to conceal the name of it, but I think this is a cool idea, and maybe if we get, you know, Dom back with us, or even, you know, SJ or Don, get them on maybe a movie review, we can actually have movies that we'll talk about, and then we'll have a mystery movie, and that's when we'll throw this in, throw a little trailer clue in there, give a brief, very brief, like I said, 1 or 2 sentences, description of the fucking plot, and boom, there you go.
Yep.
And then you get our ratings. So if you trust our fucking opinion, Which I don't know why you would, Mrs. Dreads.
Whatever.
You can trust my opinion, Dreadheads. That's for damn sure. So, we have that. I'm about bone dry.
It's the whole trial thing. Didn't realize it wasn't going to take up as much time.
Would you call me?
So this whole trial thing.
Trial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of doing this.
Right,
takes
right.
Takes up a lot less time.
It takes up a lot less time. You just got to be a little more talkative. It's your fault. Duh.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay. Yeah, blame it on somebody.
Isn't that what I married you for?
Apparently.
All right, this is kind of getting weird.
Now we're just killing time.
Right. And time that we don't have to kill, Mrs. Dreads. Because this is a little bit shortened version of this week. We got some
kinks we got to get out.
Yeah, we got some kinks that we got to get as far as this new little thing we're doing with the movie review and giving clues. And you guessed the movie, but we also, we missed Dom this week. He had some unfortunate things happen, and... hopefully we'll hear him again here in the insane asylum. So it was just kind of a spur of the moment thing, but we got her done, Mrs. Dreads. Thank you.
I'm alone and scared. I lost my mommy. Can you help me? All I wanted to do was play with you. Please come and play with me. I'm so lonely. Why do you seem so scared? I know things no one knows. We're going to die.